I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And we come to you every week, and we're here again.
And yeah, can't get rid of us, no matter how hard they try. You just can't get rid of us. We're actually having a good time in Hawaii. It's really a blessing to be here, nurtured by the sun, the ocean, and the spectacular greenery. And honestly, the fact is that even though there's so many people, actually there's not that many, there's just a few idiots out there that have been trying to get a lot of people to give us grief for advancing love.
The 528 frequency of love, that is.
Yeah, so there's a lot of naysayers out there that have been doing some pretty horrible things. We're going to talk about a little bit tonight. I think we're going to talk about more of the good news tonight. Because it's getting a little boring and old.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to kind of shift gears a little bit tonight. First of all, I want to thank our sponsors. Sherry, why don't you start?
Yes, we want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com for all of your amazing products that help support us in what we do and also help heal everybody out there that's having ailments and doesn't want to depend on Big Pharma's medical deities to care for them. So we're happy to have HealthyWorldStore.com if that's an alternative in your life. I think that's a great way to definitely live your life. And we also want to thank HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, which is our affiliate program. And the affiliate program is a wonderful way for you to partner with us. You can actually make commissions that will help pay for the products that you get. So it's a win-win situation.
A lot of people are out of work today. And, you know, the economy is obviously reeling, and we're supposedly getting an additional blow to the American economy, according to the propaganda machines. I looked at the newsstand yesterday, and I was blown out, actually. I couldn't even believe what I was seeing in Newsweek and Time regarding the European Union and what's happening there. So everything is shifting, actually, in the direction where we are and where we've also been heading. You know, it's interesting that we have a Japanese publisher for the book that may come out in Japan before it comes out in the United States, the Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. That's one of our publications. I've got 17, three national bestsellers. The latest book is called The Book of 528. And the greatest news, I believe, in Earth's history is the fulfillment of Isaiah 22:22 and Revelation 3:6-8. Where there's a key in the end times that's supposed to be heralded by the angels from the city of Philadelphia, brotherly love for the church of Philadelphia, that heralds a key that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. Now, if you think about that, what's a doorway that a man can't open or close? It's got to be a spiritual door.
Or spiritual portal.
A spiritual portal. And so that is the portal of love. That's the portal in your heart. That's the portal that the Messiah was all about, lived and died for, and was resurrected for us to learn the lessons of love. And so this is what the Book of 528 is all about, and that is what all of our work has been about. And that's why there are some people who don't like us very much. There's a contingent that feels like, you know, they want to not simply mock what we're doing, but destroy what we're doing. And they've been attempting to do that to a relative, I'm largely small contingent of feeble-minded people who actually buy into racism, sexism, anti-Semitism, anti-Muslimism, everything that you can think of that would divide people instead of bring people together in harmony, peace, and health and love is what these guys despise. And at any rate, we've got the Book of 528 being held up right now in the United States by this group, and it's had an impact this group has on my ex-wife. We were divorced in 2008. Last couple of shows, there's archives up in
2010,
PBS.
We
were separated in 2008. Got divorced in 2009. And then suddenly there was a hostile takeover directed by her and just a couple months ago. And so part of the damage, collateral damage of that activity was that the book of 528 Prosperity Key of Love has been held up. For those of you who have paid for, in fact, again, this was, I had nothing to do with this. I wrote the book, and it's my copyright, and essentially, I had nothing to do with the administration of taking money for the book. There are people out there who have given money over to the old people in charge, and that they have withheld those records from us, so that's one of the things that we've got to do. We're putting it out now. If you have paid for the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, and have not received it yet, and nobody has, I have one copy. It's been run, and it's not being released. It's being confiscated in inventory in a warehouse in Michigan right now. But if you've paid for that book, you'll have to get in touch with yours truly and or Sherry Cain personally by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's our standard order line and information line. If you want to have any information on our books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, healthcare products and equipment, and what I recommend for people who are sick and ailing from various things that essentially generically dealt with via a five-step healing celebrations protocol that I advanced many years ago. It's in the book, Healing Celebrations, and that is available online right now. Sherry and I actually put on tape where you can actually dial that toll-free number. And then I think it's push number three, and that should connect you then to a series of phone trees that will give you all the information about our top products and answer the most commonly asked questions about those products. So that's a really nice feature in this transition that we were compelled to take with our companies. And the Book of 528, I just want you to know that you can leave your name, address, telephone number, and credit card information. If you don't want to do that and don't feel comfortable about that, that's fine. We'll give you a call. Just leave your telephone number. We'll get back to you. And then make sure as soon as possible, we're currently arranging an alternative printer for the book. And I'm told that by this new printer that it should be within about 6 weeks to 8 weeks that we receive the books, and then the Book of 528, which makes an outstanding contribution to the planet in terms of love, in terms of what is it, how does it work, and how does it connect you to God's heart? How does it connect your heart to God's heart, and how does it connect all of us to each other, as well as all of life? All of life is connected based on the understanding of these revelations, the musical, mathematical matrix of creation. And now the Book of 528 heralds all of that fantastic information, doesn't use speculation, uses hard, solid science and mathematics. You can't lie about math. One and one is always two, unless you're a real liar and a cheater, and that's what some people try to get away with. And, you know, unfortunately, we the people sometimes have to deal with those folks.
Yeah, we have to deal with them. But, you know, if we have the discernment, we can see them right away, and I, you know, believe that you can kind of not have too many dealings with people that are like that. You know, just pray for them and hope that, you know, they'll change. You know, I know that what these attackers are trying to do is really silly with what these guys are trying to do, because they discredit themselves.
Well, that's actually not silly. That's standard propaganda protocol for the Hegelian dialectic. It's what it's officially called in the psychosocial sciences, behavioral sciences, and population control. To control the mass mind through the mass media, you've got this concept of confusion. And the more confusion you can generate, the more people go asleep and tune out. And you can't blame them, because it's virtually sensory motor overload. There's just too much stimulation, and then you've got to try to figure things out that are impossible to figure out. Sherry, I've got to acknowledge you. I've done it before. By the way, folks, we've put out some great newsletters. If you haven't gotten on the list to receive Healthy World news, please do by going to healthyworldstore.com and just signing up. You'll just be able to sign up for free, and you'll receive these newsletters, one of which recently I acknowledged Sherry Cain for doing the most amazing thing. Just the other day, we published that Sherry single-handedly knocked out the top three propaganda websites on the internet for the white supremacists, the racists, the people who do this confusion. They're called gang stalkers in some circles, or COINTELPRO, government stooges in other circles. And I acknowledged in a written article how Sherry Cain single-handedly just knocked the top three off. Now, they're not dead. These guys are trying to come back with vengeance. And so part of the challenge that we've currently faced is to stay on top of it and continue to move forward in love and harmony and promoting the 528 hertz frequency that they're demonizing. So you can pray for Sherry and thank God for the work that Sherry's been doing and sustain that effort. That would be a great blessing for us, and many thanks for that.
Thank you. And if you want to look at the archives and read some of our archives from the past newsletters, you can go to healthyworldnewsletter.com and you can access the archives of the newsletters there. You know, we're working really hard to like bring you up to date news. What's happening over on the East Coast right now is crazy with the earthquake.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do we have earthquakes over on the East Coast? I grew up there all my life and never had one earthquake. And, you know, we're looking at it as, you know, definitely something brought down by the HAARP project. It doesn't seem like it was a, it seems like it was a man-made thing. And it's like changing the whole entire, earth. I mean, here we, on the East Coast, we have earthquakes. Here on the West Coast, what are we going to have? Hurricanes and it's just reversing everything. It's crazy.
I can't personally, folks. You know me as more of a scientist and a researcher, and I won't speculate unless I'm telling you it's a speculation. So I'm still questioning whether or not this was a HAARP event or whether this was partly due to the intense solar activity and the electromagnetic frequency radiations that we've been receiving here on planet Earth that are pretty extraordinary, and that it's also consistent with my understanding of the book of Revelation and these end times, whereby we're facing huge opportunities, let's say, that the worst challenges are the greatest opportunities, and that when we look at what's happening on the East Coast right now, thank God that we have no nuclear problems yet, that I expect largely to see. I pray that it won't be anything like Japan, but I'm concerned, extremely concerned about the radiation and the nuclear risks that we face with that hideous form of energy generation. That industry is outrageous. If you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, that actually started my career being well known internationally, you can read up about how the nuclear industry and the Atomics Energy Commission was created by the Rockefellers and Rothschilds, and that the entire energy industry, the cartel, is totally controlled. And interestingly enough, when you look at the research in radiation risks and health and public health and the issues of how to not only either harm people militarily using radiation and or supposedly protect our troops from radiation exposures, or all of the intelligence in the area of nuclear and atomic energy, it's always the United States Navy. And the United States Navy intelligence is the most supreme, powerful intelligence organization that links the Anglo-American genocide, if you will, to the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell speech. And that this concept of the United States Navy and the British Navy being intimately connected, as is our CIA and MI6, and that they're in control of the atomic research and energy weaponry, and in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, you even see that these folks dabbled in creating viruses by radiating them, mutating them, hybridizing them through various forms of radiation, and then ultimately testing them on various species until they found things that could, for example, combine a leukemia virus that causes acute lymphocytic leukemia, that's quick-acting leukemia, kills quickly, with the influenza or the flu, standard flu virus. And so this is the United States Navy, and the Navy is really aligned intimately with the Atomic Energy Commissioners. And so the question as to whether HAARP itself is intimately connected as an energy weaponry to the United States Navy is no question. There's no question there. They are intimately connected. And the energy industrialists, that their agendas have this connection to the information and the intelligence agencies that we've talked about.
What about the Elenin that's supposed to be hitting? As far as
that's something else.
Now, that could be also contributed to it because everything's supposed to shift. So if we have this polar shift, then everything would just reverse.
You know, again, the question becomes, and I honor what you said about HAARP being a strong probability, certainly a possibility, but the amount of disinformation that's coming across our screens and the internet right now,
yes,
regarding this, regarding HAARP or these other extraterrestrial threats, even natural, like the sun, solar flame. All of this, if you really look at it from a propagandist perspective or even a behavioral scientist perspective, you have to see that there's so much conflicting information that it seems to be standard COINTELPRO. It seems to be standard counterintelligence propaganda that we're engaging.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like, so hopeless out there, folks. And the beauty is, and this is a scientific study that came out in the 1980s when I was still at Tufts University School of Dental Medicine at the time. Yes, I was. And I was concerned about Three Mile Island, the nuclear power plant not far from the Harrisburg area. And I had my parents that were living right outside of Philadelphia, and I was very concerned as a fairly educated dental student, just having taken the radiation program. And, you know, the dentists are not known to be the doctors out there. In fact, my critics out there constantly claim that, oh, he's not a real doctor, he's a dentist, despite the fact that I have two other honorary doctorates from the World Organization for Natural Medicine and Naturopathy. And naturopathic medicine, and natural healing. So the doctorate in medical dentistry, I always have to laugh at the fools that claim that dentists are not legitimate doctors, because it was a dentist that created the entire field of the radiology in which we now, you know, consistently in medicine and dentistry rely upon for diagnosis. And the radiation course that I had just preceded what happened in Three Mile Island. And I was also very pleased. I was involved shortly thereafter in a Harvard degree program for public health, in which I had an outstanding educator who told us about a behavioral science study that dealt with people from Three Mile Island having been potentially exposed to radiation. Just like my parents, they refused to move out of their home. You know, gee whiz, your home is your castle, and they were going to go down with the ship if they needed to, which is an interesting, you know, lesson for me as a behavioral science student, to see that choice that's being made by my loved ones to stay in the path of harm's way and not leave there. I invited them to come up to Massachusetts from the Philadelphia area, and they refused. And they said to me that, well, they're old and, you know, they have everything there. And, you know, if God's going to take them, God's going to take them. And it was interesting at the same time me learning from my professor that about the behavioral science research that was done in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 3 Mile Island vicinity directly following the nuclear radiation leakage there and the risk to the public's health. Well, what happened was the study determined that about 70 to 80% of the people there turned to God, primarily turned to God. They started to go to church, they started to go to synagogue, they started to pray more regularly, they started to have far more faith. Now, isn't that interesting that it took a nuclear accident and a potential risk of demise to get people to do the last thing that they can turn to, you know, when the rubber hits the road, is God for salvation, protection, health, healing, sustainability. Very interesting behavioral science published peer-reviewed research shows that as it relates to this issue that we're looking at today on the East Coast with potential risks to nuclear and, of course, these changes that of the earth that are taking place, creating superstorms, risking people's lives like never before. So, you know, again, there's one other thing that I want to just share. It's about the agenda. You know, for about 15 years now, I've been looking at the unfolding agendas that are consistent with the book of Revelation. It's as though the Illuminati read the Bible. It's as though the Illuminati has actually set up the evolution of a new world order and this evolution into a new trading system based on the revelations of and the information and the prophecies in the book of Revelation and elsewhere in the Bible. And so this is what's been fascinating. If you understand that and hold that in the context of this discussion, whereby you and I can't really discern anymore who's telling the truth, who's telling lies, who's giving information that's, you know, correct or going to protect you or not, and that level of discernment also is something in your heart, not your head, not your ego, not your doctrines or your dogmas. It's this divine intuition that comes most prominently because of this discernment that you have in your heart. And there have been research that shows that as well. A lot of the Heart Mind Institute has advanced a lot of information in that regard, if you study that. And the concept then that the only way for you to know the truth is by praying for and evolving this discernment within you, because nobody's going to be your savior except for you and God. And you're going to turn to God when push comes to shove. And that the salvation is, and the discernment and the decision of what you're going to do, who you're going to believe, and where you're going to go has got to be evolved. And the best way to evolve that is by prayer, by faithful prayer. You've got to pray for it. You know, a lot of us, myself included, made a lot of mistakes. You know, I had befriended people that betrayed me. You know, this whole concept with what's happening with the Idaho office, the hostile takeover of my corporations, is a great example of how I personally failed to discern even criminal activity, criminal behavior, criminal mentality within the people that I trusted. And so it's something that I know I need to pray for, and I have. And I think it's something that I think would behoove every single one of us. And I think we're being betrayed by not just our governments, not just those people operating for counterintelligence and the mainstream media. We now know for sure, you know, what they're up to, no good. And so this concept of where we're going to go for the real news, it's got to be in your connection, divine. It's got to be through that clear channel broadcast between you and the Creator, that is the frequency of love, in my humble opinion. That's what part of the revelations in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, relays. That your heart is resonating in 528 love by nature. In fact, there's a new theory that I just actually published on that's in this latest newsletter that we've requested that you sign up for to get for free. Healthy World News. Go to healthyworldnews.com or sign up on healthyworldstore.com. And the new theory is fascinating because based on the understanding of 528 being the carrier wave of love, if you will, and certainly the heart of everything in the universe. That is, there's 5,280 feet in a measured mile exclusively because of the power of 528 and its influence in sacred geometry initially. Sacred geometry includes the circles, the pyramids, the tetrahedrons, the hexagons, all of those, the star tetrahedrons, the mandala, all of it has this, or the Merkaba, all of these sacred geometric forms have its fundamental basis in 528 hertz frequency resonance. That 528 plays a key role in the circle. That you wouldn't have the circles without 528, love. And that means you wouldn't have pi or phi because they're based on the measurement of a circle. You wouldn't have the Fibonacci series without 528 either because the spiraling effect of the series reflects the spiraling circular dimensions of the arcs, and those two are highly related to 528 love. So this is something that the attendance of 528 and understanding the role that it plays in our physical reality is something clearly also at the heart of your heart. The heart of the rainbow is 528. It's 528 nanometers. That's light, photons. And that's color of greenish yellow, which of course in the Oriental medicine is this greenish yellow heart chakra. And the heart apparently of the sound spectrum, because it's the same with everything universally, is 528 hertz frequency. And that's the mi note or the miracle note, MI, miracle note of the original solfeggio musical scale. It stands for miracles or miragistorum in Latin. And that miracle tone is what we're talking about here as attuning to gain the clear channel broadcast to God's heart. Because God created everything, including you and I, with love. And to tune into that and to optimally express love and receive love, which is the highest value, it's probably the greatest blessing and objective of a life, to be a master of love in giving it and receiving it, sourcing, creating with it. That is what Jesus's whole ministry was about. So that is what we're talking about here, and it would come exactly in time for these catastrophes. It would come in these end times, exactly as Isaiah 22:22, that's the Old Testament, and the book of Revelation, New Testament, tells you in Revelation 3:6-8. You know, what's a blessing is that, you know, I feel that I've been chosen and selected to herald this great information. And I'm from Philadelphia. Sherry, interestingly enough, you can kind of still hear pretty well her voice and her accent, is from Philadelphia. So you've got two people, two Christian Jews, two Messianic Jews here from Philadelphia, telling you that there's something extremely blessed about 528 Hertz frequency and these revelations that are forthcoming in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And we've been publishing online, and we are getting attacked big time from the Synagogue of Satan today, called the Church of Satan, Temple of Set, and all the guys that have been attacking us out there. You don't even need to hear their names anymore, but just know that's what they're up to.
And like the way they attack us, I mean, they show how satanic they are. They desecrated the 528 logo. They like put blood and demons on it. It's like there's so much, like when you look at stuff like it, you can see so much dark forces behind them, like so many demonic forces. And then they'll put that up, and then they'll put the video of me and you argue on the phone, and they'll say, oh, look, these are evil people, but gosh, you know, nothing can compare to what they do. Nothing can compare. Anybody with any kind of spiritual discernment can see the truth. And
people
write us about it. They talk about it like, gosh, you guys are at the, you know, forefront of this spiritual, like, you know, why are these people even doing this? Why, you know, and they're doing it. And then they go and do their own research, and they come back and tell us, because I say, do your own research. I'm like, they're doing it because of 528. They're doing it to discredit 528. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah. See, it was in 2007 where they started to attack me and claim falsely that I was a Knight of Malta. And again, most of you listening probably don't know who we're talking about, and that's just as well.
Yeah.
They operate with a very small circle of fools.
They're called counterintelligence propagandists. So they're hired by rogue divisions of the government. So somebody, for instance, that would be like the former Ted Gunderson with the FBI Division 5 in Los Angeles, he recruited a lot of these guys. Now, they don't necessarily work for the government, but they work for people that work in the government.
And, so, they're stooges. You know, several of them who are very active on the internet, actually, you know, it's just like Sherry says, they actually have an ideology, so they think that they're doing good. They really believe in the doctrines and the dogmas that they believe. One of them is, I think, ridiculous. We talked about this on Vinnie Eastwood's show. And on Friday on American Republican Radio, American Freedom Radio, that is, American Freedom Radio, we're on, again, hosting for Vinnie Eastwood as substitute host on the Vinnie Eastwood show. So if you get a chance to listen to us, we'll be taking calls on that program.
And we're going to be on late night in the Midlands with Michael Vara tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's really good. Really
great.
He's being like attacked by these guys. The same guys, just, you know, for interviewing us. And he was so polite to them in correspondence. Like, I saw his correspondence, and they said, well, can we come on there? And he said, sure. You know, you can come on and state your opinions, he goes, but you can't curse, like, you know, all the stuff that you're not supposed to do on the radio and on high broad, you know, on most broadcasting stations. You have respect, you don't curse, and you do certain things and follow the guidelines. And that's all he told them. Well, they posted on their sites, oh, he's not letting us on there.
Outrageous lies. But their audience is so minuscule to match their brains. I mean, seriously, you've got to have such low level of intelligence to be somebody who's not part of the government but volunteers to do this kind of deception and internet malicious libel.
Well, I think they also have like a deal. Like with one of them, he had a get out of jail card for you. So he said, okay, well, in exchange for my jail time, I'll harass activists and whistleblowers on the internet.
So there are guys that are actual government plants, and then there are the fools that actually don't even realize it. And the government plants have certain ideologies that they subscribe to, such as the one that we talked about. And I want to acknowledge Barbara Hartwell out there also, who has been at the forefront of this kind of revelation.
Yeah, she's been attacked for a long time.
Many years.
Been alone at it until, you know.
And now there's many more of us. You know, we've got right now six or seven, maybe eight different media personalities, journalists who've been attacked. I mean, we've got a class action suit developing here perfectly. So, I think it probably should be heard in a federal court. I think we should probably file in a federal court fairly soon. Incredible opportunity is that these guys operate based on a demonic ideology that, for example, Jesus was not Jewish. Well, that's an interesting revelation, because he was buried, according to everything that we've been reading, as the King of the Jews.
Exactly. You know? And it's always been, you know, if you look at any of his history, his mother was Jewish. He was called a rabbi. John the Baptist, who baptized him, was also called a rabbi. You know, at the time, there was no churches. There were only synagogues. So, you know, anybody that says otherwise,
I mean,
you know,
again,
it has an agenda. The Romans, they have their own history, but at the same time, their history is hypocritical. It's like these COINTELPRO, because they buried him as the King of the Jews, but then they have, like, then now they come out and make claims that, oh no, he was an Israelite that wasn't of the Jewish people,
which is so stupid. When you start to, if you consider yourself a Bible scholar and you start to look and read the Bible, you know, for example, why would it have been that Peter would have come to Yeshua, Jesus, and said to him that the rabbis had accosted him to ask whether his brother was a tax payer or a tax protester? I mean, what difference would it have made to rabbis from the Sanhedrin and the temple accosting brother of Jesus to determine whether the rabbi was interested in paying the temple tax? So if he wasn't Jewish, that wouldn't have been in the Bible. So the concept that these people relay are so stupid. But yet, that's the audience that is attracted to that stupidity. Now, what can we, the people who are intelligent and loving and want to advance beyond stupid, what is the take-home lesson? The take-home lesson for me, and again, you may differ from me, and I'm really interested in hearing from you out there. You can contact us by, again, calling toll-free 888-508-4787 and leave a voicemail message. But
you can also call us on the show too. Do we have the number?
Yeah, you have the number. So
I'll get it.
So the this concept that we can learn from what COINTELPRO, Church of Satan, is spinning as lies and how they operate, it relates again to this level of discernment and this love, this frequency of energy, of spirituality, divine, that we have the opportunity to choose. And with prayer, faithful prayer, heartfelt, loving intention to get beyond the deception, to develop the awakening, the discernment necessary to protect us from evil and sustain us through these great tribulation times. This is the opportunity, and I think the lesson is, gee whiz, if we're going to focus on stupid, where so few people are focused on these guys' stupidity, which is white supremacy, which is racism, which is sexism, which is demonic manipulation of sacred, beautiful things. Gee whiz, you've got to be a mental midget to engage these folks. And I think that that's why, you know, we've got to move on beyond the trap that Satan would have for us.
Okay, somebody wants to call. We have our lines open. The number is 888-815-9756. If you are out of state, you can call 530, or actually if you are out of the country, you can call 530-327-7602. So we have to hear from you.
So at any rate, this is it's a opportunity for us to, beyond developing the discernment, to choose wisely with whom we associate. And gee whiz, I'm learning that lesson the hard way through the School of Hard Knocks in recent weeks and the last couple months. It has been a trying time for me, but again, you know, I am so blessed and I'm so humbled by the Creator and the angels of Revelation and even the people. We have so many wonderful, supportive people out there that it's, I think it's kind of funny, but it's such great karmic, you know, justice to have the people who tried to take over our companies illegally and create all this mess for us, that they're getting so much negative feedback from so many people who love the work that we've been doing, Sherry. So it's kind of like, gee whiz, you know, why would anybody endorse anybody who hates love?
Yeah, it's all a deception, you know, and all the people that are attacking us are really miserable in their lives, you know, like they're so interested in what we're doing on a personal level because they really don't have
life. They have nothing. I mean, again, it's like, we, you know, we've been so blessed and we've worked really hard to advance some magnificent revelations and healing blessings. And we get so many thanks from people, from parents who didn't vaccinate their children because I published what I published on it, and I've presented the YouTube clips and the films on it, and so many people are thankful for that. And then there's so many people who are thankful for the bioenergetics and the advances in the fields of energy medicine that I advance. And then now the music, the 528 Love Revolution. We have so many wonderful, wonderful people. And you know what's interesting? It's fascinating. We're getting calls from people who, like I shared earlier, they prepaid or they were ripped off by the management that evolved this hostile takeover effort. And they were abused or they didn't get their products or something went happen. And then they call Sherry and I. Again, the toll-free number is 888-508-4787. It connects you to healthyworldstore.com. And it's a great message system. We actually get your text message. You leave it by voice. We get it by voice, but we also get it in an email. Imagine that. Your voice gets transported right now, transposed into a text message that we actually get and respond to. So, great. I welcome, Max. From Toronto. How are things in Toronto?
Hey guys, actually I'm in Montreal.
Oh, but, Montreal, that's right.
We knew it was
Canada. Things are great here. It's a beautiful summer evening. I'm just really rejoicing to listen to you guys talk about all this stuff. It's just, your whole spirit is just so infectious. It's great to hear.
Oh, thank you. We're happy to have you with us.
Yeah, you've been a supporter for many, many years now. What's new in 528 in your life?
Wow, well, just, you know, experimenting with it kind of in the way that you suggested, definitely trying to compose more music and tune as many of my students to that frequency as possible and let them know about it. And really, you know, trying to let it kind of change my life, because it's really like you've talked about, you know, that's it. Sometimes you could drift away from it, or I have kind of drifted away from it. I've known people who've drifted away from love, and in like holding fast to what you guys have been talking about, and Len, all of your work, a couple of people in my life have actually just drifted away and kind of actually lashed out at me just for supporting you and everything like that. And that's just, you know, it's so sad to see that so many of these people can be, you know, in dissonance like you talk about. They don't want to let go of the ego. They don't want to give in to that love, but it's just so healing. It's so incredible, and so many of my students are appreciating that now, and I'm seeing even transformations within actual students now that I'm kind of retuning them and just enjoying to share the gift of music in that wonderful frequency.
Yeah, that's great. You know, did you get the last newsletter that we sent, Max?
I had a chance to read it. I'm still reeling from that other one you sent about Roxy Hampton and how she apparently, it's something's going on there.
Imagine that. Yes. It's sad and sick. But the last one also, the latest one, the interesting theory that I'm advancing, and you will really appreciate this based on what you said and your years of research and support. My new theory is that there is a bloodline that has a genetic predisposition for dissonance to 528. The concept that 741 is the devil's interval between 528 and 741, that's called the devil's interval, you know that. That those people that have rejected you and your love and your music and 528, it occurs to me, just like the betrayers in my life, that those people are simply operating on a different program.
And it may not even be a bloodline. It could be just something to do with our DNA, you know? Just the
makes it a bloodline, because there's a lot of people out there that vibe, for example, off of destruction instead of construction and creation. And that's what has occurred with, R.J. Hampton. In fact, you know, you mentioned that name. What happened was the precipitating issue was, according to all of the evidence that I'm looking at, because I couldn't explain it any other way, RJ simply decided that she didn't want and couldn't handle the rich and fame reality that was available to her, that was being handed to her. We were supporting her for that because that's what she had asked us to do, and she literally self-destructed because of lacking self-love and self-esteem. Now, there's an interesting matter. Here you take a woman who is very, very bright, very capable of doing great things and doing great work, and why suddenly she would go into this alternative channel of destruction versus creation and collaboration is, I think, simply attributable to a frequency of energy, more so than anything else that I can explain.
Or a self-loathing.
Well, self-loathing. Sherry, tell folks a little bit about that.
Well, self-loathing is where you don't think that you are worthy of anything good in life, that you were brought up when you were a child, you were told that you were worthless or you weren't deserving of things, and you grew up thinking, oh, well, I don't deserve to have this or that, or you just don't like really who you are, and you don't like yourself. And there's no self-love. I mean, without self-love, there cannot be love for others. You have to start with your own self-love. If you don't love yourself, and how you were created by God, then it's really difficult for you to love others. And I think that that was the case with her. I felt that, you know, she didn't feel like she would be accepted by the world. She didn't feel like people would accept her. And she felt like, you know, this was her only way that she felt, okay, well, I'm never going to make it. Nobody's ever going to accept me. So I'm just going to go and go down the road to pure hell. And that's pretty much what she did. Well, she just took the wrong path.
I had suggested and I had urged her, because this came as a ABC News national event whereby Sherry and RJ were in a car, and that they were accosted by police, and that on film
it was near Obama's vacation house.
Yeah, it was last Christmas.
It's on your YouTube channel.
Yeah,
Dr. Len Horowitz's channel. It's on there.
Yeah, so you can watch that. And she got a lot of people, ignorant people, who were writing in and, you know, slandering, libeling her, and she really self-destructed. It was I witnessed it. Sherry witnessed it. She started to lash out at Sherry and me completely unreasonably exactly after that event. And what I had encouraged her to do at that moment was to take advantage of the opportunity, because she could have been at that moment, she could have come out with a whole great political commentary using comedy to spin all of the negativity into something extremely positive that I knew she had the talent for. And instead of simply taking that beautiful advice, she lashed out at us, and she's still doing it right now.
And it was also because we wrote an article, Len and I wrote an article, and the article was about that incident with the police and in the Secret Service. And so we wrote an article, and I found a photograph of her and her partner, her domestic partner, and basically, that was a great photo I found on Facebook. I used it in the article, and they didn't like the picture. And I, even though I removed
it. And it was a beautiful picture.
It was a really nice picture.
It was one of their nicest pictures.
And so they were really mad about the picture. And then I got emails from her partner stating, oh, well, is that how Oprah Winfrey got ahead, was by putting pictures like that of people out there? And I thought, wow, I'm like,
So if you look, Max, there wasn't anything that you did except love. You put out love to those people that rejected you, right?
Yeah.
So they rejected
you. Definitely.
Yeah. So there's two things that are happening. One is, let's say, genetic. That let's theorize, and this is a theory, that there is a genetic predisposition for 741 dissonance, because in the perfect circle of sound there are 9 core creative frequencies that you know, and that if you play 528 with all of the other ones one at a time, you learn that 528 pretty well harmonizes with everything. Love integrates with everything except 741. So theoretically, since the DNA strand is based on this musical mathematics, that the potential for there being this love gene or this God gene within us being tainted by an unloving gene, something that vibes better to dissonance and destruction. Now, that's one theory. We do know for certainty that's not a theory. This next possibility is a proven fact. That when people, just like Sherry is saying, have a horrific, abusive childhood, where sexually they are abused, and just like we're witnessing with Ted Gunderson's group, these are the pedophile protectors that have been attacking us. These are the Church of Satan advancers. Their theology is consistent with this satanic orientation. They protect pedophiles. Why? Because they themselves most likely were abused. Now, scientific fact is that when you are abused as a child, it switches your neurology. It creates a self-loathing and a lack of self-mastery, self-control, and then assertion of love is eliminated. It is twisted. In fact, this is what the FBI geniuses, Douglas Ressler, there's two FBI directors of Quantico, Virginia, the behavioral science division of the FBI, and these guys have written extensively on exactly what I'm saying. The organized serial killers, people who actually get off on abusing children, pedophiles, as well as sex child kidnappers and child traffickers and sex slavery administrators. These folks themselves were abused as children. And their neurology switched. What gives a normal person pain gives them pleasure. And what gives opposite a normal person pain or pleasure gives them pain. So the neurology actually gets switched. So now you can begin to see the tragedy of the human condition. Theoretically, it could also be that if you want to integrate the bloodline concept, it is possible that there was a tainting of the original love, or, you know, gee whiz, maybe God had intended there to be that tainting so that ultimately we can learn the same lesson we talked about at the beginning of this program. That is, when push comes to shove, when the horrors of reality suddenly hit, there's one last place that you got to go, and that's in love to God. So anyway,
yeah, I think. But I kind of am reluctant to accept the possibility that anybody is really outside of the possibility of love of God. I think that with the Creator, all things are possible, and you know, with prayer, you can really bring people around. I stick with that, even though, you know, they may have harmed me and stuff. And I actually learned that from you, and you are really trusting of people, and I kind of got that from you. So I continue to hope that, you know, they can still come around. You keep praying for them, and you have faith in it, and that can really do nothing but good, I think.
You know, I still hold to that, and I thank you for that acknowledgement. That's very, very kind. Love you, too. But the reason why I hold to it is because I know the power of 528 love. You know, it's like if you look at the research of John Stuart Reed and the cymatics research with the chymograph, where he takes the 528 hertz frequency and he plays it to water and then takes a picture of the sacred geometry that's formed in the water from 528, and there is where you see additional evidence that it is the cause of a circle, the cause of us having 360 degrees in a circle. It's from the 528 hertz frequency. Now, the power of that love, shifting the sacred geometry of anything, is a clear probability. And that's why the DNA healing and what was written up in a couple of weeks ago, we talked about this on the air, in Billboard magazine, where Cymatica Volume 1 is just coming out by the multiple Grammy Award nominee, Amory's new album, forthcoming in 528, recorded completely. Billboard magazine talked about DNA being miraculously healed because of this. And I'm with you still, although I'm reeling with pain right now, having given my love, given my heart, given my support to people who betrayed us and were not vibing in love for themselves, first of all, to have them do that to us means that they were really, really, like Sherry says, self-loathing to themselves. But I pray for them, and I believe what you're saying is still true, even though I am very hurt by it.
Yeah, for sure. Can I ask one more question about the frequencies that maybe you know something about? The 174 that had been advanced by Mike Walton as being associated with the heart chakra. And you said a bunch of times, and I think it's definitely true, that you know, 528 will resonate in our hearts. And it's interesting to me that both of them are a perfect interval. They're a perfect fifth apart, where you have that really strong, one of the strongest musical relationships that you can have between two notes besides an octave, and you have your perfect fifth. And is it possible, do you think, that both of them are you know, applicable for therapy on the heart chakra?
Yes, exactly, for the reasons that you state. Perfect. See, again, folks, I want to acknowledge Max out there because he's really done his homework with real intention of healing and helping. And that's so wonderful. It's a blessing for me to see that. And that's why I keep saying over and over again, nobody's going to stop the 528 Love Revolution because there are people like Max out there who get it. You know, I have to say that Michael Walton made a great contribution, but it's just the beginning. We just scratched the surface. And so the manner in which he placed 174 as the heart chakra and actually 528 as the base chakra was based on, I think it's Don Estes' work, and I'm pretty sure that's who it was that Michael drew from in order to do that. And it was meant to simply be a beginning for researchers and sound healing and therapists out there who would start to try to do these kinds of things. And then, like you're saying, how wise it is for you to look at the intervals, look at the numbers and the mathematics, look at the harmonics, and then begin to form a hypothesis for therapies and chakra balancing and healing based on these understandings. That is what it's all about.
Beautiful. And also the concept of 528 being associated with the base and the root chakra is beautiful for a number of reasons. I mean, we have the concept of in both in Exodus and in Joshua chapter 5, right before they use those tones to bring down the walls of Jericho, and Joshua gets a divine encounter where God tells him to remove his sandals, where, you know, you have that whole concept of when you take off your shoes and you're walking barefoot on the ground on God's earth, you interact with the electromagnetic field of the earth, and then that could be very healing. I liked that he associated that, and that's associated with the root chakra. So you have almost like he's telling him, you know, take off your sandals and get in touch with 528 before I give you this information of the frequencies.
That's beautiful. Yeah, you know, it's so cool, too, when you integrate the knowledge of what we were putting out, suddenly you go back and you read the Bible again, and you see all of these blessed things pop out at you. It's just so cool. You know, it's really, really great, Max. Well, we're out of time, brother, so I think you know, stay tuned next week, if you would, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, guys, and I just love you guys. I'll be praying for you, and keep
we
it
love
up.
You too, Max.
Awesome. All right.
Yeah, thank you.
Take care,
we
guys.
We love you too. Thank you.
Muchas gracias. Love you. Aloha from Hawaii. Folks, that's about it for the Inside Hour tonight. Again, thanks out there to Jenny Hatch. Our prayers are with you, Jenny. We are totally comfortable with your time away, and we know you're returning and your strength is returning to join us on the Inside Hour, as well as to feel much better in a greater, more solid, faithful space with this whole end times spiritual warfare battle that we're engaging. So we love you. Barbara Hartwell out there, we thank you and love you too. And thanks to all of you who have been supporting us. Thanks. The best way to support us, and we didn't even talk about tonight, going to 528radio.com and actually listening to the music and enjoying the music and getting into the positive addiction of love. And the frequencies we've been talking about tonight is 528 playing right now. We launched 528 Motown. We launched 528 Jazz. We launched the 528 Classic Rock stations on the 528 Radio Network. So you can go and enjoy these transposed music compositions right now, but we need your money. We need you to support us in that way. If you're listening to the music, realize that it's a ministry, our ministry, that has advanced this over many years. We're into it for tens of thousands, many tens of thousands of dollars. So please make a contribution, even if it's a couple dollars. It is very appreciated. Go to 528radio.com, listen to the music, 528records.com, to transpose your music, and then in the process you'll be blessed as well as blessing others through the 528 public library that your composition and transposition will be donated to. Again, operates by donation. Tell all your musician friends that a recording contract awaits them. They can get their music transposed into 528. In other words, they can remaster their music made in the old standard tuning. They can remaster it simply, freely, in fact, by going to 528records.com, signing up. It'll take 2 minutes. It's free. And then, besides having their music remastered and then capable then of producing new DVDs and CDs in that frequency, then what they can also do is simply get 60% royalty. 60% royalty for all of the music that all the musicians out there created. They deserve it. Not getting ripped off by the recording industry anymore. You have the opportunity now to get a 60% royalty by signing up for free, and anything that gets donated, you get 60% of. So that's really a blessing on 528 Radio and 528records.com. And again, if you buy any books, tapes, DVDs, CDs like we've talked about on the show, it supports us as well. Go to healthyworldstore.com. And do use the toll-free number also, 888-508-4787.
Thank you all for joining us. If you haven't partnered with us, go to healthyworldaffiliates.com and sign up. You get your own URL that's going to be a clone of our main website, and you can start promoting your affiliate page, which will give you commissions when somebody purchases under your affiliate URL.
And they're good commissions. Yeah. They're not like tiny, minuscule things. We really did our best to bless every one of our partners.
So thank you so much for just being here with us today. We're going to see you next week, hopefully, at the same time. That's 6 p.m. Hawaii time.
Yay, 9
p.m. East Coast time, at midnight on the 9 p.m. West Coast time, and midnight on the East Coast.
It's a new day. Exactly. Love you guys.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Bye.